expert and collector on LP coming from Oceanside is going to rattle some windows in here, I think, this morning. And Arsk has had already had to sign an agreement with the University of Pennsylvania that you're not going to break any. But anyway, welcome, Ed. Thanks.
Are you ready with it? Yeah. Good. Did you set my timer?
No, you want the timer?
Well. Okay.
You already used 30 seconds, you know.
Okay. Okay, we're going to talk about the basso profundo voice, which I feel is the rarest of all unaltered human voices. I say unaltered because we know what a nip and tuck here and there has done to other voices. And I'm not aware that anything can be appended to make the voice deeper. So when I say, what is a basso profundo voice? It is the rarest of all human voices, to the best of my understanding. Now, what is a basso, if you were one, what's your employment? What can you do? Well, basso profundi were often used in vaudeville shows, minstrel shows, and light novelty entertainment. It was never taken seriously by most of the mainstream music. So it is a novelty type voice. We also always try to find a basso profundo when we're looking in vocal ensembles like gospel quartets, big choirs, and anything, as I say, from quartets to choruses, they always need basso profundos, low basses that can sustain the pedals in this type of music. One of the ones I'll show you later on is very famous for doing that with the Don Cossacks. Now basso profundos are often used as voiceovers in films and television commercials, recordings, and special effects. I also have one here whose name, you might not know the name of the performer, but you will certainly know the name of the people he's done. So we'll wait till we get to that and take it from there. Now, a lot of people think that opera is a venue for the basso profundo, but to the best of my knowledge, there are no roles written for the basso profundo voice. We have low voices in opera, but they're seldom profound. Now, I've got 45 minutes and I got a half an hour of musical examples. I can't talk and tell you what a basso sounds like, so I want to spend most of the time playing the musical examples. Most of them will be complete because as we get to the various categories, I think it's important to hear the whole song through rather than 30 seconds of a low note. So the first one I'm going to do here is showing you why opera singers, opera roles, are seldom basso profundos. Can I be a little louder?
Spara fusil. Spara fusil.
That's only a low F.
Heiler
this gentleman here is unique among opera singers and singers that sing the lower register, because he was the only true bass baritone I've ever heard. He sang the bass roles, and he could turn around and sing the baritone roles. In Aida, he could do the King, Ramphis, and Amonastro. Magic Flute, he could do Papageno or Sarastro. So he was truly a bass baritone. But so this shows you about the range of opera. The opera doesn't go much lower than basically what we have just heard. Now, so we get rid of opera real fast, and then we go on to the basso profundo as sort of a novelty trope, meaning just a piece of music dropped in, a popular piece of music for the fun of it. It's just a novelty to add a little zest and delight to the piece.
My heart's twined around his suspenders. He's the one that I truly adore.
Adore.
I am numb, I succumb when he renders
the face on the barroom floor.
When he flexes, I needn't paint. Just like him, it's tuckered out, but he's getting ready to meet the saints.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles.
Tchaikovsky, this dance is Tupsky. Where'd you ever find a tune to get me down so low?
Thank you. Good, clean, low bass fun. The next group that I've chosen for this is using novelty lyrics. When you did the vaudeville shows, you did the vaudevilles, they wanted novelty. They didn't want serious stuff. And so they wrote special songs for these low, low, low voices that would really show off the range. So that's what we're going to a couple now. Now, I'm going to play all of these all the way through so you can listen to the lyrics, get the drift of what they're saying, and how they work the bass voice, the low notes, into the song, into the music as you sing it.
There was a great big man in the town of Cumberland, with a voice as loud as thunder. And in his own hometown, and for many miles around, he was known to everyone as Big Profundo. When he sang a song, though his voice was big and strong, it was full of sympathy. And of him 'tis said that he woke up all the dead when he sang down to low C. When Big Profundo sang low C, all the ladies, they would quiver, for the great big note that came from his throat seemed to make the timbers shiver. He could make you cry, he could make you sigh with a simple melody.
sang with a will, and your heart stood still. When Big Profundo sang low C, way down, down to make you cry, he could make you sigh with a simple melody. For he sang with a will, and your heart stood still. When Big Profundo sang low C, way down, down to
now, in all humility, I would like to offer my favorite of all basso profundo solos, the big bass viol. Maestro, if you please. There once lived a man in the town of Missoula. His name was Augustus Miles. He was known miles around as a Lollapalooza, at playing the big bass viol. And every night when his work was done, you'd hear him playing zoom, zoom, zoom. And o'er his face there comes a smile as he plays this tune on his big bass viol. Zoom, 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 sounds forth his big bass viol. Zoom, 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 he plays it all the while. There's ne'er a lute, nor harp or flute, with tones so soft or mild as the zoom, 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 that he plays on his big bass viol. That he plays on his big bass viol. That he plays on his big bass viol. Zoom, 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 that he plays on his big bass viol. That he plays on his big bass viol. That he plays on his big bass.
theme that another group of basso profundo solos are based on the imagery of the ocean, the sea, how broad it is, how deep it is. So a lot of songs have been written about nautical themes, just using the depth to give the idea of the depth of the voice. And so we got a couple here, probably the most famous of them all.
For me the night and the waves roll high, bravely the ship doth ride. Hark, while the lighthouse bell's solemn cry rings o'er the sullen tide. There on the deck see two lovers stand, heart to heart beating and hand in hand. Though death be near, she knows no fear, while at her side is the one ever dear. Loudly the bell in the old tower rings, bidding us list to the warning it brings. Take care, sailor, take care. Danger is near thee, beware, 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 beware. Brave hearts are asleep in the deep, so beware, beware. Many brave hearts are asleep in the deep, so
next voice is of that of Malcolm McEachran. He was an Australian basso. They called him in Australia basso supreme, but he's one of the few opera singers that absolutely had the basso profundo range, but he was also a marvelous Handel singer. Mendelssohn, he sang all of the oratorios, the opera roles. He toured with Nellie Melba Opera Company, but as a novelty too, he did a lot of the basso profundo things. And he kind of ended up his career as a part of a team called Flotsam and Jetsam, and singing the basso profundo stuff with that. So here he does this mighty deep, and he shows his real basso profundo element.
out to that home so lone and drear. 'Tis then we can feel as the sailors feel when their lonely watch they keep. And here amidst the howling of the raging storm, the voice of the mighty sleep and never to rise again from the mighty deep. A brave heart that sleep in the mighty, the mighty
ship where the white foam flies, out where the breakers roar, a sailor cries to the angry skies and the bells on the distant shore, and his message glad and true rings out o'er the ocean blue. Bells of the sea are you ringing for me, ringing and singing the old melody. So tonight and all in a foam, someone is longing for sweetheart at home. Bells of the sea, will you tell her for me? My love is all that I love ought to be, for love that is true
That's Brother Glib up there. The next group I have here are the use of the low note singers in gospel music and sacred music. Now, I forgot to mention earlier, on the back of the program is the discography of every record that I'm playing today. So if there's something you like, you can go out and find it, maybe. So anyway, the gospel quartets are always looking for these basso profundos. Some of them, like the Blackwood Brothers Quartet, have always been famous for their really, really deep basses. Let's see another one, but I can't think of the other name. But anyway, they're always sought for the quartets and barbershop. If you get a good barbershop, you know, these almost professional barbershop singers, they always have a really, really good bass, because it's very important for them to be able to, you know, spread wide their harmonic palette from the deepest basses to the highest tenors. So the higher tenors are much easier to find than the low basses. So the quartets, the gospel, the barbershop, they're always looking for good deep bassos. Now, here in the sacred part, I start off with Glib again, because this is the very beginning of a Ukrainian Christmas hymn. But I wanted you to hear, the sigh. Just in this recording, you just feel the size of the voice. It sounds like Mammoth Cave looks when you hear it. It's an incredible sound. And I told you, this guy sang with the Don Cossacks. When they recorded for Columbia. And if you listen to the Don Cossacks during the Columbia years, he's the guy, he's the pedal down there doing all the drone-based singing. So, and I think when you hear this, you'll understand exactly what I meant by it. Next name on the thing is Thurl Ravenscroft. Now that name might not be very well known to you, but he's probably the most famous singer on this whole list of having been heard by more people more often. He had a big career in Hollywood as a voiceover at Disney Studios. He sang in a lot of trios, quartets, and things like that in Hollywood. And like when Norman Luboff made his C. Chaney's album for Columbia, he brought in Thurl Ravenscroft for the basso. Now, his most famous role that we all know is as Tony the Tiger. You know, great, that's Mr. Ravenscroft.
He hath sounded forth his trumpet that shall never call retreat,
He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. How God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on and on and on and on.
Sumner, he was probably the most famous of all gospel quartet bassos. They called him Big Daddy. He was with other groups, and I think he did backup for Elvis in some of his road shows, things with the Jordanaires. But he's about 6'8", as you can see. He's a big guy and with a low voice. Okay, the next one we're going to hear is London Paris. He was the successor to J.D. Sumner with the Blackwood Brothers Quartets.
Is it well with your soul?
You might have noticed on the program there, I put the actual note that they were singing after each selection to show you the range that they're singing, in which they're saying, okay, this is a novelty. Some of you may know it, some of you may not. So I'll tell you all about it in a minute. Have any ideas on it?
It's Kitty O'Connor, the girl baritone. Though it sounds suspiciously like one of the Kaufman brothers to me.
That I don't know. Yeah, the gentleman is exactly correct. I thought I would pay homage to the dissaff side of profundo singing. So we threw in Ruby Helder, girl tenor, is known by most people, but this gentleman. Not too many people have ever heard of Kitty O'Connor. Do you know anything about her? I can't find anything about her.
This is some of the other records, and it's not the same voice on some of the other records.
She sounds more like a baritone than any of the others.
At least one of them that I have is Vaughn DeLeith.
I have some Vaughn DeLeith too. Yeah. I'm in love with that lady. She's fabulous. I wish somebody would do an LP of her.
They issued a record as Kitty O'Connor and it's Vaughn DeLeith.
Right. Yeah, I have some as both. Yeah. Well.
And some of the older records, I believe she's about 16 years of age in Vaughn. Singing Ma Pari.
Yeah, I have that. Well, Pearl put out a whole CD of a Ruby Helder. So she's not hard. Kitty, that's another. Not another thing. Well, that's basically the end of the recorded stuff I have. These things don't go together by themselves, So I owe a lot of credit to the people who have helped me. And so credit where credit is due, I always say. And whoops. Wait a minute. These are the people to whom I owe thanks for all of this.
You know that Thurl Ravenscroft other famous song is "You're a Mean Man, Mean One, Mr. Grinch." A lot of people try to think that Forrest Karloff can sing, but of course it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure that?
Now this is. Excuse me.
Are you sure that's not him in the clowny chain? And then
yeah, I think that is Thurl Ravenscroft.
And also
yeah. I think it is, because he made a career of that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Now,
would you just state what the difference is in range between a basso and a basso?
I usually cut it off at a low C. You know, people that can sing a good low C and lower, I tend to typify as a basso profundos. A lot of opera basses can do a C, but it's not really nice and solid. So that's my personal cutoff. I'm not sure that there is a dictionary definition. Yes, sir.
What was the range of the Russian singer Ivan Rebro?
3 octaves. He claimed to have he called himself the highest lowest bass in the world, because he developed a very fine falsetto actually, and he could sing really really high, and he'd slide 3.5 octaves down to maybe a low C. The guy was incredible, but he was a nightclub act. Although he did make a lot of movies of operettas and things like that in Germany. But he was a lot of fun. I was at his American debut in the Providence, Rhode Island. Yes, sir?
What is the lowest recorded southern pitch?
I don't know. I wish I knew. If you ever find it, get in touch. Yes, sir? I don't know. At this time of the day, we're all basso profundos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is Larry Hooper a basso profundo?
Not really. I've got Larry Hooper's records, but he goes to the F and the D's and all that, but he never goes super low that I've ever heard.
Right.
You know. Yes, Steve.
The question came up about the lowest voice women on the machine, and I've got a record of Isabel.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that name. But, they say, here's my commercial. They say that money talks. The only thing my money ever said was goodbye. So, so anyway, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is and say goodbye. So, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think those of you who might have come in late, we're going to switch Kurt's talk and the break. So we're going to have a break after the next talk and for 15 minutes and then come back. We're going to go over a little over this morning. We had some technical problems with the projector this morning. But since we have an hour and a half slated for lunch, I think.